everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show Early Morning Coffee. And the episode title today is Intention for the New Year. Now, anybody who knows me knows that I'm always in for a good planning session. That's just something that I love to do. I love looking back at the previous year and going month by month and, you know, seeing how the story kind of unveiled itself as I lived it. And of course, I find myself consistently proving the old adage that man makes plans and God laughs, because of course, my plans for the year never come out the way that I think they're going to go. But it's the process itself that's meaningful. Some years I look back and I go, wow, I didn't hit anything that I planned on. But then other years I look at it and I might have even forgotten what I wrote down. But strangely, some of the things that I wrote did end up happening. And I don't know, for me it's just that moment of reflection that I really love. The ability to be able to sit down and kind of create a new future. And I think that's what today is really about. I've struggled for the last couple of years with putting this out, and I've struggled with finishing books and to a level that I wanted to, and for music. And I had a big kind of turnaround this year. This last year has been a year of real growth for me. And one of the things that I think has come from this year is letting go. Learning to release, learning to not overthink my work so much, which is a trap I think a lot of us can get into. And while I also then find myself starting to beat myself up for taking so long to come out with things, the reality is that I was dealing with something we all deal with, which is that inner critic, that critical parent. And we find different ways to disguise them, right? We might think we're being a discerning, creative person, but it's really the inner critic wearing a mustache, you know. And so a big thing happened for me this fall and is happening this winter, which is I got to make friends with a guy named Tom Cohen. And Tom Cohen is a writer, and he's a producer, film and television producer. And he had written a Christmas song called Smells of the Season, which was just kind of a fun, lighthearted take on the season of the holidays. And last year I'd done kind of a recording for him just so we could hear it. And this year we decided to make a bigger go. And so we put some money into it. He and I both, we focused, we worked, and I brought in some great musicians to play along. We had a really cheesy but well done video made by a guy named Ross, who lives in Boulder. Boulder, Colorado, who's a fantastic cinematographer, actually. And, it's been getting to people, and it's been interesting because, it's been uploaded multiple times to multiple different platforms, and people have found it. And there's messages that we're getting that it means, and there's been a few of them that have been sent to me, and I think one that was sent to Tom as well, just that, there's some people who maybe are going through family health crises right now, and that the song is kind of a thing that they can share together and that they can enjoy. And that's really what a song's job is. And that's kind of why we do things. But I think the whole reason that I am bringing up that song, which is actually playing underneath the space banjo mix, is playing underneath this right now. But the reason I'm bringing that up is it allowed me to kind of shake out of my self-criticism. And it's allowing me now to feel much more okay with being imperfect in front of everyone and being imperfect in front of you again. And I want to set an intention for this new year to be more forthcoming with my imperfect opinions, my imperfections as I am, and putting out music. I have, and I don't even want to say what it is because, I'm one of those guys who's great about announcing things and then they don't happen, so I'm not planning on doing that, but I've got a lot that I'm really working towards for 2022, which includes this podcast, it includes books, it includes, a lot more music. hope that you'll be with me. But I want to ask you what your intention for this coming year is. You know, I know it's not Christmas yet, but I think it's time to really think about this. And if you're open to it, perhaps we'll do a bit of a planning thing together here on the podcast if you're up for it. But I just wanted to say hello. I wanted to have a small cup of coffee here with you and say that I'm looking forward to talking to you a lot more. I hope you're well, and I hope you'll join me on Facebook or on Instagram. Sunday evenings, Facebook's at 7 p.m. Instagram's at 7:30 p.m., both Mountain Standard Time. I do a thing called Songs of Sunday. We'll play about two or three acoustic songs and check in with everyone. And it's a good little hub for us to connect and talk to one another. I hope you'll join me. If you want to send me a message, you can. MichaelAmade.com is a really good way to get a hold of me. You can also find me on all of the social media platforms. And if you haven't already, check out, please, The Smells of the Season. You can find it on YouTube, you can find it on Facebook, you can find it all over the place. But just look up The Smells of the Season by Michael Amade and tell me what you think. If you like it, great. If you don't, that's cool too. Let me know. No problem. All right. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Remember to keep living authentically, keep living creatively.